listening to the Spa Buzz Podcast, your online resource for the spa lifestyle. I'm Christy, and today I'm going to be discussing sustainability ever so briefly, as I'm not an expert, but I will give you a source to find the experts. I will also be discussing some things you can do to become ever so more environmentally aware, and I will be giving you some tips on how you can live a more green lifestyle. First of all, I wanted to just give you the definition, as I like to do when I don't know exactly. It's always good to go to the dictionary. And sustainability is defined as the ability to provide for the needs of the world's current population without damaging the ability of future generations to provide for themselves. When a process is sustainable, it can be carried out over and over without negative environmental effects or impossibly high cost to anyone involved. This subject has very recently sort of popped onto my radar, I have to admit. I recently attended a lecture by one of the industry's leading experts in this area. Her name is Amy McDonald. She has recently started a company called Living Spas, and her company is committed to offering green solutions for creating financial, environmental, and socially sustainable tools for the hospitality industry. She's worked in the industry for a while. She's been at some of the greatest spas, Miraval, and most recently El Monte Sagrado. And she's a very inspiring person and has definitely sparked me to try to get into the action and be more aware of how I personally live. Again, in doing the research, a little bit of research, I found a website that does this sort of thing. And it was interesting because they said one person's actions may seem to have little effect on the earth, but the collective actions of thousands of like-minded people can really change the world. So here it is. Here's a start. So this is pretty much it, straight to it. Just some tips and some things to think about how you live currently and maybe some things you can do. Even if you can change just one thing, it may help future generations. The first is to consider your commute. So whether you're going to work or to the store, possibly you can walk. Maybe you can take your bike. Maybe there's even an option with your current position to discuss if there is the potential for telecommuting if you live very far away. Also, if you're feeling very, very motivated, you can lobby your local government to consider better bike paths and walking paths. Because in the end, although the cost may be immediate, at the end of the day, it will definitely decrease pollution and the amount of traffic. Another thing that you can do is you can consider your purchases. One thing that you can easily do is get a bag, designate it as your grocery bag, and consistently bring it to the store when you go. Don't use the paper or the plastic. Give the bagger your own bag. You can also consider the packaging. Sometimes things have a ridiculous amount of packaging, and I know a lot of places now are really just becoming more aware of this, and they're using corn-based packing materials and containers. You can also buy local. Go visit your local farmer's market. There's a website, actually, so you can check this out. It's called www.eatwellguide.org. At the end of the day, this will reduce the fuel costs of shipping the goods to you. And although the cost may be higher when you go to the farmer's market, the quality is usually better. If you're feeling extra motivated, you can consider creating a compost section in your garden with your food scraps to grow them out that way. A big section here where there's a lot of consideration is energy usage. You can check your thermostat by bringing the degrees down a few in the winter and putting it up a little bit in the summer. You can save not only a lot of money, but you will save a lot of energy. You can consider, if you're making a new purchase, something that has the Energy Star label. You can wash your clothes in cold water and use a drying rack. If your light bulbs go out, you can consider using long-lasting light bulbs, the low-energy compact fluorescent style. You can keep your refrigerator at 37 degrees and your freezer at zero. And it's really interesting, but your freezer and your refrigerator actually work a lot better when they're stocked completely full. Also, if you're not a fan of the intense stream of a big shower, you can consider putting in the low-flow showerhead option. You can reuse water bottles, refill them. You can consider using a laptop instead of a desktop because the laptop will ultimately use less energy. Something I recently found out, which was pretty interesting to me is if you recharge your cell phone, make sure you unplug it when you're done, because even if the phone's not attached and the plug is in, it's still using energy. Consider your e-waste. Recycle electronics, especially old cell phones and digital cameras. This will just save a lot of waste. If you are eating, consider incorporating one meatless meal into your meal plan for the week. It saves, not only does it save money, but because just meat production in general uses a lot of energy, it'll decrease this and all the waste that comes from it. One of my favorite things that I really like and promote is to use your local library. There are a lot of resources there. This not only, again, will save money, but it will reduce printing costs. If you want, you can enjoy your local parks and recreation centers. They're not only beautiful, but it's just a way that you can enjoy your government at work. As far as considering indoor pollution, by simply putting plants in your house, you can remove up to 87% of indoor pollution. And some of the plants that do this, some do it much better than others, but are palms, ferns, English ivy, mums, and daisies. In the office, consider printing on both sides of the paper. And if you want, get off junk mail lists. You can do this by going to www.dmaconsumers.org. So that was sort of the quick of things you can do to become more environmentally aware. Not only assist in reducing energy, but also save money in the process. So it's funny because this is almost an immediate gratification thing. One of the prime examples of karma, do good and good will come back to you. If you incorporate some of these things into your life, you'll be saving money, you'll be increasing your fitness level, and just creating a more balanced life all around. So that's it. There you have it. Thank you so much. I hope to be bringing you another episode extremely soon. Megan Davis will be joining me to talk more about the spa lifestyle and adding some things in. So thanks again, and be well.